Wow.
But she's already married. Modi Sigal, Modi Hazara, like to focus on Simon Shini the Ches, and Sifu the Ches, the Sigi of Hagosa, the Megis, the idea of stirring.
Charlotte Friday night,
the Makar, the source, the best of two sources in Ches. One is what at the end of Simon Shini Ches, the Maravram Mishabu bring down into Sefto, which bets me Gemara in Bayan Daklam Adalad. That brings down that says that one person brings down the Ur, a second person brings the Eitzim, a third brings the pot, the fourth brings the water, a fifth brings down the tavlin, and then the sixth person Megiz, Kulam Chayovim. All the Machayev, or the Chayevor explains the Machayevim, Mishtabur, the Chayevim tell the Suga of Bishul. What are they doing? They're being Mar Bishuloi. They're making something that was being cooked even quicker. That's one Makar. A second source, as we had a Gemara on Shabbos Daf Yud Ches, the Mishnah says when you have a tzem, you can put it inside a yoyer, inside a vat. In fact, the Gemara says mitzat l'sugyo of Hashem Yichato. Hamon Shmuel says b'yoyer akura, when the vat is off the flame. In fact, the Gemara Hashem Megiz bo, that's because you might come to go stir it. The Gemara answers b'akura v'tucho. The case over here is that when it's off the fire and it's also cemented up. That means you have two makars for the idea of being Megiz, it's also. One is we have an Issa deraisa achiyev. The second we have a gzera, black or white gemara. There's an Issa deraisa was not fully cooked, and it's gzera d'abonon unless the situation with tucho was cemented up. Now divided in two separate halakim. Sometimes you can have food that's not fully cooked, and sometimes you'll have food that is fully cooked. Something that's not fully cooked means less than either a Michael ben Desoy, according to those who hold the fully cooked Michael ben Desoy, or like we passed in Sifdal the Machaber. Fully cooked has to be a bushel called tzarkoi. That means machaber simen shi yichas of davening the machlekes among the rishonim. What's the loch of something is above meichel ben esoy? It's not a bushel called tzarkoi. Those will be meichel the rosh, Rashi, and others, and those will be machaber the Rambam. The loch of meichel machaber passes the chumra, the chashash the raisa, sign sevdal and sign simen rishon gimel sebei by the sugim chazara. And therefore, what is considered not fully cooked? Anything that's less than a bushel called tzarkoi. Something above that called fully cooked. So that means that's why two halakim. First is focusing on something that's not fully cooked. You come along, you want to make it, you want to stir it. That the Brisa says yechayev, right? Now Pasha is the case over there. The Brisa says ala ish. What happens when you want to make it something that's not fully cooked? Shloi ala ish. Come along the Beis Yosef. It brings down this doik the Rambam. Davka ala ish is yechayev. Otherwise shloi ala ish for my say it won't be any iser. Goes on the Beis Yosef further. However, you read the Torah, it's Mishnah Beis, read the Ben Yerucham, and you want to say, where's the Rambam? Allah Dafko. And therefore, even Shaloy Ala'ish, Lamaisa, there'll be an Istobir, and this is their Isa. Therefore, the Mishnah brings down Sefkot and Kuf Yadalad, that whether it's Ala'ish or Shaloy Ala'ish, stirring something that's not fully cooked is the Issa der Isa. Aleph. Further, let's say you're not stirring it. You take something out of the pot with a spoon. Is Zigmin Isser also what's not Mavush called Sarkari? So come again along with Klin Shulchan Aruch, that taking out the spoon still you even Isser, but says the Shayatin the Chiddush. Taking out the spoon, you only even Isser the Rabbonim. That means even though it's not fully cooked, one time it's only Isser the Rabbonim. It's a cut in Kuf Lam and Zayin, the Shayatin. That's Lab Dafka, therefore Shlala Eish should be a Dirai. So we'll get to step by step. I mean, first of all, a case of a spoon, even Allah Eish said a Shari, it's the only case there are bottoms. Now, there is a Shiloh, why is that so? Which means Shat al-Khosoy says the Maiso that Tarachim went that so. The Maiso is a being cooked over here, taking out with a spoon, why is it only got a bottom? So I'm going to get involved with maybe it's a Tikkun Koldu, it's a Mashu, exactly in the second of here. Yishlod, the Maiso, from Tzan being Mechadish, I mean Mechalik, that when you do an act of gosar ala ish is deraiso, taking out with a spoon is only is derabonim. If so, let's take it a step further. You take it out with a spoon, shaloy ala ish. Do you see over here, it's a double reason why to make it. Number one, it's a spoon, which is not deraiso. Number two, shaloy ala ish over here. The Maisi, read the case of the Mechab and Sif Yud Ches, that's his case. His case is to take out with a spoon, shaloy ala ish, still you even iser. So, what is also? Therefore, the Moshul, let's say a person. And this house, he makes a chulund. With that call, your wife makes a chulund, let's say, Thursday night or Friday morning. This time you come along, she made it Friday afternoon, come along with the children on Friday night, and they take off the chulund, and they start serving it themselves, and start eating it, and see, oh, the beans are not fully cooked. A little bit hard. So, Maisa, to put it back on the fire, You're not allowed to. That's the Mishnah Yuchasid Dal. That's an Issa Deraisa, Chashash Deraisa. So what do you do? The chul is boiling hot. They can't put back. It's cooked, but not fully cooked. It's edible. Michael Menesloi. It's not fully cooked. What are you going to do? You eat it out. Eat it for a night. Now the question is, how do you take it out? You take it out with a spoon, shloya la'esh. Rechav says, not allowed to. So what are you supposed to go do? You take it, you pour it out of the seer, into a kli sheni, take it, and then from the kli sheni, you take it in and eat it Friday night. That's what you're supposed to go do. You take it from the seer with the spoon, you're not allowed to. That's before Shemachaber. Now, Amai Shoya, a person told me, he was a guest at somebody's house, and the Rebbe was very nice, took the crackpot out of the seer, gave the person chulent, put it back down inside, and served the person, and then she went to go sleep. She sat down to eat the chulent, and they realized it was not fully cooked. So what is he supposed to go do?
Put back.
Put back. Friday night. And he's a guest at somebody's house. What do you go do? To let it keep cooking, it's a deraisa. Or chleshish deraisa. So what he has to go do, he has to take the seer off the fire and tell the woman next morning that the 20 guests he has, there is no chulen over here because it was not fully cooked that you gave me chulen last night. That's what we have to go do. Aloch l'maisa. I try to tell that the person, he's like having guests in somebody's house. I can't exactly do that. I'm like,
it's b'di'evet. There is a machlokes.
B'di'evet 100%. It's not b'di'evet right now. So right now it's not hatchila. It's not the Shabbos morning. You can go eat it. It's right now. It's going to be cooked right now. It's not fully cooked. What do you go do? Ma'isha kacha you.
Excuse me, it's still
b'di'evet. It's not b'di'evet.
Excuse me.
Right.
This woman has a
chulm. You can save her from skilok. Can save her from gehenim. Someone raised her in Dalit. Said, well, maybe even issakal over here. This is not even issi. Just take the food out. Take the seer out. I'm bringing an issakal over here. She'd be even issa. She can get eternal damnation. Maybe not eternal, for a long time. What's Nashem? What are you supposed to go do? You might have already a big ruckus tomorrow morning, and she might not ever invite you again back, this guest. But Luchura, that's only in the Chazor or Shia. This is Bishul. Here the Isra has said, it's not yet to get cooked. If you leave it there, it's going to cook before Shkol Tzarka. You'll even listen to the Reisach, Shash to Reisach. So, the guy only asked me Sunday, but Maisa, if he would have asked me, I'm not going to do it Friday night. I would have told him, take it off, or I'll take it off. Yeah, fine. That's the Chor Dalachot. It's a very hard thing to tell a person. And very hard to face a person the next morning. There are a lot of things we do, right? About a hard time facing a person. We have to sometimes grow up a little bit. But now, in this sugya over here, they're saying that there's an Isser Deraiso of Agoso, ala Eish.
It's pouring to a second to be not Agoso.
Because it cools it down. The idea of Agoso is being Mahar Bishuloi, and this is the opposite of being Mahar Bishuloi.
The whole
kashash
about
Haitzim
Rekav is that
the right now it's an Eish will be
Mara Bishuloi.
Well, even off of Eish correctly, Mach over here. But again, it's the point of being Mara Bishuloi. This is not going to be Mara Bishuloi. Now, once we have this idea of Agoso, we have number one, the stirring itself on the case of the spoon. Discuss other cases. Can a person cover a pot that's not fully cooked? That's also Mara Bishuloi. Meister before Shemachaber twice in Rishon Dalit Sif Dalit Rishon Zayin Sif Dalit, covering a pot also over the Issa. It says it'd be a lot of even Shloya La'ish. That means a lot of times Noshim seem to have a minig to check and peek how the Shulz is doing over here. And if it's not fully cooked, the Meister to cover it, you're not allowed to. That's Nichon the Sukhla Kasar, which is an Issa Nereisha. Take a step further, a fourth case over here. You open up your tanner, you open, you go check how the chicken's doing. You see it's not fully cooked, you close the tanner. Says the Ramon, end of Rishon test, the Maisi cannot close it. That's also the question of Agoso. Take another case. Let's say a person is waiting the Klish. The oven is off and it's being, yeah, you cannot close it if it's not fully cooked, correct. It will add and make it, again, it does. There's a reason why you're closing it, because you want it to be keeping the heat. No, so if it's not Yasla's boy, you're right. I mean, it depends how later into Shabbos you open and close the oven door. If it's not Yasla's boy, you're 100%. But if it's still boiling hot, if it's still boiling hot, it gets cooked further and further. Any heat keeps it, makes it further and further. You're not allowed to close it. Again, halacha is even shloi ala ish, halacha is still asking it. It's not fully cooked. So therefore, coming in shloi ala ish is a bi halacha, rish and zayin is also. So coming the closing the tanah door shloi ala ish is also. They do discuss, let's say, can be megas even the klisheni. When in the plate, mice is mutter, the klisheni is to come up with the pleskim, is yad nichvas boy. Which everyone knows the chum and the chayodim from the Rambam and Simish New Chesed of Dalad. Yeah, Nechud Boy said the chud is showing to be machmer. That the Ma'aseh Pesach Yeshuvah says you have to realize the whole idea of this stirring of a davar gush is the chum of Betan. In the klisheni, klisheni is Betan Nama Vashel. Yeah, Nechud Boy's Ma'aseh Machlekes itself also. You know, for Shabbos doesn't mean bring it down. The Chumash says hold Yeah, Nechud the chum of the Rambam in case of Ma'aseh Sheni. Said Ma'aseh Pesach Yeshuvah is when the oil would not be machmer and gross in the klisheni. Now one of common cases is when a person, when he has his dud, that means he has hot water over here, and let's say he's put on before Shabbos, and not reached a fully boiling yet, and he'll eventually get there, and you want to take out water. Can you take out water, have less water in your urn over here, and now the other water get cooked quicker? Is that nechilus to go like us, sir? Speaks out the chazanish, to go take the water that's not fully cooked, not get its level. That means, for example, let's say you put on before Shabbos, put on right now 160, 170. Take out water, it'll get to 180 even quicker. Therefore, take out water, and therefore, cigarette will go. So, you're like the Nisra and the Foundation now take out the water over here.
What are you doing?
You're making Mar B'shuloi. That's our Gosa. You're adding your R. You're at Mar B'shuloi again. To stir it is Mar B'shuloi, Isra D'Raisa. To close, cover up pot is Isra D'Raisa. To close oven doors is Isra D'Raisa. With all these cases, are the food's not fully cooked, it's Isra D'Raisa.
What's the case? Is it boiling
before Shabbos? It's no. Boiling before Shabbos, no problem. I said, not get there yet. Not only that, let's say you're not sure if it's fully cooked. A lot of times, I'm not sure. Is it chulent? Are the beans ready and the beans not ready? You don't know. No, I pick it up. Maybe. If it tells ready, I'm not sure. The water cooked or not, I'm not sure. I might say there's a beer loch over us by the Sugim Chazaro that says to go put it back, you're not sure. It's Shashtar Raiso. Hash is to cover be the same thing. The Shmir Shap the Chazai says, you pick up your chulent lid. You're not sure if things are fully cooked or not. To close it, again, it's better than the Bialoch than the Chashash Daraiso. I the Chodashani says, you can tell me it's a Svek Speckle. Maybe it's fully cooked, maybe it's not, and maybe even if it is not fully cooked, maybe the Shir is Michael Ben Nisari. So that's a Chasar Nidio. We don't make Svek Speckles a Chasar Nidio. Machlaikis. Again, we're possible, Machlaikis will not be showing it. But we're Choshev Rechayim for it. Before Shem Rechavah twice, we should give us a base and Shin Yuchasim Dalit. Therefore, even Sophic, if it's Mavush Kol Tzarkai not, Kamal Paikin still says has a clone as if it's not Mavush Kol Tzarkai, certainly the over here. Therefore, come up with all these cases, myself be Machmer. Again, I'm being very clear, it's not my, when the beans, what does it mean that situation Gimel way? When the beans are hard, it's not Mavush Kol Tzarkai. When the pills, and you feel, you eat the pills, you see they're not soft, that's not Mavush Kol Tzarkai. When it's soft, you want to make it more cooked with chulin, that is Mavush Kol Tzarkai. It really depends when you make the chulin. Chulin Friday morning is not a problem. Chulin Shabbos afternoon is a problem. And if you eat the bones, it might be a problem for Friday morning. Depends what type of bones you have, what type of person you are.
If you cover it,
yes. Yes, if you cover it when you're not supposed to, just like you have to take it out of the sear, you have to uncover it.
Yeah, but that's okay.
But the evidence means the next day does not mean before it happens.
But the bones are going to get swollen.
The bones depends on what country. We spoke out 6 to 7 miles from the gate of the bones in Rishon Gimel. What we hold the gate of bones in the Jolant. If you eat the bones, you certainly have more of a reason to worry about it. More of a reason. My colleague is more of a reason. Now the question is, let's say you did the act of agosa, what's not Mavush Kol Tzarkai, what's halacha b'diyevin? B'diyevin, again, be clear, does not mean when you put it back and not get cooked yet, does not mean you cover it and not get cooked yet. It means, b'diyevin means the next day, and someone told you this halacha, what you did was incorrect. What's halacha? Come on, the people got him, in Rishon Gimel, brought down by the B'alacha, and says, you cannot eat it. Your halacha being on the people got him, in Rishon Gimel, you cannot eat it. On that, come on, the B'alacha, and says, no, he wants to argue, he has two reasons. Number one, he says that we know that Kalan Simon Shin Yechas have gotten based in the Mishnah Berurah. Anytime that Shitzah holds something mutter in the Chatchila, there's no Knas B'dievet. Here in the Mice says after Michael Ben Nisoy, on that assumption, after Michael Ben Nisoy, there is no Knas. Those who show there is no problem doing it in the Active Agosa. I can tell me the Active Agosa might be Isra Rabbanu called these place came. Mice under Rabbanu's, the Chavetz Chaim says in Shin Yechas of Al, there is no Isra Knas. She said, number one, there's no knas if it's after my chum and soy, even there isn't a strap on. Number two, he says, the mice, the good shita, is go like the mayor. The mace, aloch, is something with shugging. The aloch is no knas against it. Here it was not imam mutter. I mean, even though the aloch of imam mutter was not brought down in Sif al by the Mishnah Berurah, only by the Makar Brong, here the aloch brings down the head of imam mutter nichol together with shugging. And therefore, even on the tzan is a deraiso, mice, imam mutter, case of a shugging, was separate from a mayor, but a case of a chulant. Then it comes out when the bialocho, in a case of women, after Michael Menasai, avadim the ever there won't be a case of a knas, for two separate reasons. Yes, Pashkei Achlo, Shalom Eishu. You're saying something. But until now we discussed the case where it's not Mavushkol Tzarkai. Again, it came out very clear, not Mavushkol Tzarkai, that didn't the Raisa, or Chashash the Raisa, they cannot cover it, you cannot stir it, even Shalala Eish, a person cannot close the oven. You have all these issues over here. From here,
taking out from when it's Aleish, we were clear that it's an Isidiraisa.
It says again, there's no, we said the Abbalim with this room.
Aleish, meaning lights we have been Aleish.
The Shatzian said it's only the Abbalim, correct? The question is why?
What are you doing?
Even Aleish.
Yes. Yes. So the question is the Abbalim or
the Isidiraisa? Why would it be the Abbalim?
Why would not be the Abbalim?
Why would it be?
That's what we asked in the beginning when we brought down the Talmud. That's the second time we asked a question we missed already. Shloi al Eish always have one? No, stirring is the raisa. Spoon.
Take out,
again, we're talking about Namavush called Sarkar right now. The take out with a spoon is the Rabbanim. That means we're drawing two halakha when we start off right in the beginning. Namavush called Sarkar, that's one category. That's until now, which is not that common, but does happen. It certainly does happen, and there are a lot of problems when people do that. They check and peek. The most common thing is when notion peek that is meaning to peek, not sure why. But the mice then to cover it is a problem. That's also. Javon derives the question, how much can I do? That's a good question. The mice is also. Now, we're discussing things that's more common, something of Vush called Tzarkar. That means, Be'etzim, we know we have a Mishnah from Hema Beis. We're telling the Gemara in Kiro that by something of Vush called Tzarkai, Ein Bishel Acha Bishel. Whether it's Lach, whether it's Yovesh. Lach, in the case when it's hot, Ein Bishel Acha Bishel. Yovesh, when it's cold, in the case of a chicken, the Gemara's case, the Maisa, Ein Bishel Acha Bishel. Therefore, something's fully cooked, can you stir it? Can you stir it? Svarchitzar tells you, there's no Bishel Acha Bishel, it's really a gosso of being Megish, should be Mutter. Therefore, the Rosh, the Ran, we're talking about the Magen Mishnah, said there is no Isra Agosso when it's fully cooked. Avsala Shitni, coming with a cold boy, he wants to medayik pshan the Rambam, he wants to know that Bimegis is Chayiv. Chayiv. Even though it's Mavush called Sorkoi. And the example is, he was discussing a case over there to add water inside a cholent. When you add water, you might leak to the act of Bimegis, you're Chayiv for it. A Chiddush. And Maril seems to go this way. Revile. So we have a cold boy wants to argue and says, is there Chayiv for it to an act of Agosa, even though it's fully cooked? You have to get why. We'll get to step by first the shitas and the cases, the gedorim, the klolim. Atzad Shlishi, there's a Rabban Rashba that seems to say the first hagosa, there's an issa for it, the hagosa is afterward, the mice is mutter. It seems to be machlokes chazmish and the bialocha, why the first hagosa is also, they mean before Michael Menasai, they mean after Michael Menasai. Mice Echshia comes out, the two main mahalchim over here, the symbol and the sunny emerald say, there's no issa hagosa with Mavush called Tarkai, why ain't Mishal Achabishal? That's again the Rosh Levant. Atzad Shlishi, the Kolbe is a chumulvi and says, is it issa hagosa, or is it a chayiv? Even a situation when it's fully cooked. Achleikus. Halochal Maisa Harui Paskin. So Moravam over here brings down the Beis Yosef and Simon Reishnu and Gimel brings down the Kolboy and therefore you have to be Machin the Sugi Vagosel. Teisu Shabbos, the Eliyabo, the Gavavav and Reishnu and Bezalair, the Shlomo and Shlomo, the Grants. Therefore the Mishnah Berurah on Sifri Test and the long Mishnah Berurah, he starts off the Machin Mishnah hold Maisa to be Mekul of Kuli Almo. He goes on further, however, the Beis Yosef brings down the Kolboy and says, Al-Eish Chaya Vagosel, a film of Virgil called Sarkoy. That means Mishnah is ending off, being Choshish Lalocha, that's the Chaya for doing an act of Vagosel, even though it's Virgil called Sarkoy. Till the David says that's come as a paiskim, and that's how the ikdis from go. Hagosa is also, even though it's fully cooked over here. Now the obvious question is, why? Maisa ain't bishul achabishul. If you land to an act of cooking, take chicken that's cold and put on an overturned pan on top of a hot plate, that's mutter. So why the world is a ghost over here is also. So the Chavetz Chaim, the last one over here in the simon, the last Chavetz Chaim says very clearly why. He says, why? Loi ida atam. Instead of Chavetz Chaim, I don't know. With that, let's try to develop and speak out different time that's brought out in this form over here and try to learn as close where this chum is coming from. Try to understand a little bit. Again, Chavetz Chaim says it's not clear where it's coming from. So, as the Taino, a visual official. So Moshe himself has three different reasons he just brings down. Different places, Dibris and Igris. So first idea in Dibris, in Shabbos and Parak Elop, it brings down, they have to realize, every time a person cooks, so for some odd reason, if you cook, you stir it at the end. Why in the world are cooks stirring the food at the end? So he wants to tell you that not coming to add in heat. It's very hot already. And we're stirring it, it might even cool it down. What are you coming to go do? He says he's coming to even out the heat and even out the tam. That's an act of being mavash or something. The soda what a cook is doing that gloss is not to add heat. It's hot. It's fully cooked. It's kind of even out the heat and even at the time. That's coolest visual. That's what you're high for. That's one reason. One way of thinking over. The second way, how the Moshe says over our chayim for the dalas and ayin dalat of either. He brings down the shishi Shabbos. And he wants to tell you that sometimes you have these character over here that are clumped together, pieces clumped together. You have rice pushed together. You do an act of a gloss, push them apart. And through that, when it gets pushed apart, being or mashed together, they will now be able to cook the areas that were nice and not cooked. And it compares it to the sugya, and they get the idea of kibrox in the Shri Shabbos. By kibrox, he wants the mice that's more to put inside water. So why in the world is my father being machmir against the Gemara? He might be Yerushalayim, and Gemara is machmir. So coming from this way, because there might be some flour on it somehow that was not fully cooked inside this smelting oven over here. So again, there are bad some things are fully cooked. There might be certain things inside are clumped together, not fully cooked. You stir it, you separate it, and make things get cooked over here. That's the second thing that watching machmir. A third idea that Moshe himself brings down, I'll feed it to Shmuel. Tver Shmuel is on the rush over here. He wants to kind of add some nichol in the Isidar Isa, it's on the Chashash Gezer over here. He might come to stir something that's not a Vushal Tzarkoi. If add some something a Vushal Tzarkoi, there's no reason to ask her. Ain't Bishlach official. But maybe over here it's on the fire. It's not a Vushal Tzarkoi. So you make a Gezer over here that the person thinks is fully cooked, it's not really fully cooked. You think the beans and the chult are fine, not really fine. Give him a Gezer, Otter case, not a Vushal Tzarkoi. Kain does a similar idea, Mishlom Zalman has a fourth idea over here. And he wants a time that people think they do an act of agosa that's not nichlis to give him a vashal. Vashal means putting on the fire. But stirring it, that's nichlis to give him a agosa. That's nichlis to give him a vashal. That's nothing. Therefore, people might, by mistake, stir things that are not vushkal tzarkar. That's why a person makes this mistake. It's, what's agosa? There's nothing over here.
And therefore,
it's like it's a chokka. People stir things that are not vushkal tzarkar.
But you're allowed to put this on the fire.
So therefore, yeah, because that you won't make the people won't make this mistake. People think agos is nothing.
It's
putting on fire is something.
Allowed to do in this case.
Putting on the fire, a person will not do something that's not fully cooked. Agos will do something that's not fully cooked, because what's agos is nothing.
But in this case, you're allowed to put this on the fire.
Yes, that's correct.
That's
true. Maisi, you want to say, he wants to, in Shom Zalman time, there's a mistake in the Shibush, the words of the Kolbein, doesn't mean what he says. If he's a Chok of Almo, one time it means a Kena Chok of Darabon. The way that Abnezi wants to tie the Mamish the other way around, that he said, but people see the act of Agosa as Mamish being Mavashal over here. So people see it being Mavashal on Shabbos. Hak Mavashal on Shabbos over here. So if he wants to answer him, a sixth reason, the way the Shisha Shabbos he wants to bring down, over here, the Shulchan Aruch brings down the idea of stirring something in the character when you have this tzem over here in the Yeruah. So what is the issue of a ghost about the tzem of the Yeruah? Chavetz Chaim has three different reasons. He has Rosh, Shiran, Kuvot Tzaveya, wants to have a Sugya Bishul. So when he says the Sugya with Tzaveya, he brings down the Ran's reason. He says, so what's going to happen? If you don't stir it, it's going to get burnt over here. So now you're stirring it to make sure it's not get burnt. That's nothing together, a pool of Tzaveya, making sure things not get burnt. So the same thing over here, you might have food on your pot, things stuck to the wall, things might get burnt over here. So you're stirring it to make sure things don't get burnt. That's nechle get a kain pull of tzviya, pull of bishul. Even nechle is a bishul, because you're making sure things don't get burnt. A seventh reason, the Chanish wants a taino, and the Riyashim, the Chonshoni, since you're adding to the taste. And they explain, we know that there's ain bishul acha bishul, ain a fiach aviyo, but bishul acha aviyo, but machmer. But fiach bishul, but machmer. So you want to tell that any heat and there's no yisaid over here to ask a mishlach official, but to add a different level of taste over here, that's what you're doing when you're stirring it. What's the cook doing? They're adding a different level of taste over here. That's the idea of a fiach official. That's why it's also over here.
Yeah.
It's comparison. Just like a fiach of bishul is also, because you're adding a different quality, a different level of taste over here. A bishul achafi is also also. See? No, it won't. The stirring and the kush they're doing over here, they're making a different type of taste, perfecting the taste over here. That's ka'in the concept of fiach of bishul. And the eighth reason now that Shir Shabbos says over here, being up here the Mekev of the Mishnah, and they want to tie this to things that rachum my ash, when you stir, make it close to the ash, and even lead to the act of being mavashal over here. I said 8 reasons, but again the Chavetz Chaim says v'loy idar tam exactly, v'ekli Chavetz Chaim. Each reason actually does have its problem. Again, above with why not nechel get a subsecration of Shlomo Zalman, subsecration of ma'aseh mutah, being the taz over here, if you're not sure what the mitzvah is over here, the ma'aseh mutah that's being mekel, a lot of these cases are abundant, where I make our chokah for, where's the chokah coming from, a lot of kashya, you have these mahalchim. But again, the Achronah are grappling what the Yisrael over here is, they have not communities what the Yisrael over here is. Again, we see that there's 8 different spheres floating around. Why in the world to ask a Sugar of Gosso for something that's fully cooked? So again, so what's the issue of that? What's that they're trying to understand? What is the issue of Mishal HaVishal? What is the problem with that? And therefore, well, that's the question. Therefore, what? I mean, partially the Russian is not correct. And Mishal HaVishal, what's the issue? Plus, again, number one, the Issa Shabbat, church of the Kolbay, number two, went to the Taimim. Now, number three, let's apply them into different Kolm. What's the Aloch exactly? Now, I mean, Aloch is a number of Vushal called Tarkoi, the Aloch is that goes to the Raisa. Again, we're focusing here on in discussing cases in the Vushal called Tarkoi. So, by case number of Vushal Tarkoi is the Raisa, and by case, taking out with the Kaf is the Rabbanon. What happens when it's with Vushal Tarkoi, and you take it out with the Kaf? Well, here you have to realize, it's two things. Mevush Kol Tzorkoi, it's only the Chum or the Kolboi. And taking out with a Kaf, the Chavetz Chaim says, is less of a level than stirring it. Once the rice, once drop on them. So what's a Lachum in the case of a Kaf, when Mevush Kol Tzorkoi? So Besim Izzer, before she advanced, he wants to be Mekel, Shulman Shlema a few hundred years ago, after the Nezah, the Chavetz said, the Mice says, it didn't drop on over here, case of a Kaf, on the Chum of a Kolboi, the Mice said, what he machm over here? Atzad HaSheni, Chavetz Chaim, it's a Kof Kuf Yud Zayin. It's a Kof Kuf Yud Zayin. It brings down this mashma based Yisuf to be Mekel the Kaf. However, the Eli Rabba says Ma'aseh to be Machma, not to Makalan. Just like Machma in the case of Namah Vod Shkot Tzorkoi, here also. Therefore, that's the Chai Odo Paschim, the Tim Udovin, Chaim No, Kava Chaim, or Moshe, Shmir Shabbos, and so on. Afterwards, all come along, and Moshe Shuva explains, it's not with Xer Xero, Kula Chal Xeri, also Nichol and Gedev Chashash to Reis over here. They will come to the place of Ma'aseh, but Ikka, they come to be Machma, in the case of a Kaf, even though the Vod Shkot Tzorkoi. Again, this is Mahal Chashlishi. The Ben Ishchai wants to title that some of these nichel and tzorach mitzvah can be mekel in the case of a kaf. Don't want to go this way, the batzina or the tzin. Mice as far as I see, the Elam seem to take on this double chumro. The Elam seems to say, Mavush called tzorkei, chosh of the kolboi. And number two, be chosh of the case when you have a kaf, case of a spoon, and not be mekel over here. If so, let's take another third level, next level. It's a case of a gosha mamish, who is saying, Mice, it's only the raiso. However, Al Kaf is level below it. What's the law we're doing it Shloy Al Aish now? Shloy Al Aish. That means Shloy Al Aish is a different level than the case Al Aish. Two different kolam over here. What's the law of Shloy Al Aish? To make a difference if it's Agosa, case of stirring over here. What's the law of Shloy Al Aish? So read the Ramah, his words are, L'chachila Yesh L'zer Ach B'gdera B'chol Inyan. That means a simple reading of the Amor is to answer it even Shloyal Eish, even in the case of a kaf, even in the case of a spoon. The Maharavam Kamalit says, by kidney is EF should be Nachal the Mice, let's be Mekel. However, Kamalit Taz, and he points out, you have to realize again, number one, the Kolboy is a Chumro. Number two, Shloyal Eish is also a Chumro. Number three, the whole Tayal Ochel, the Medina should be Mutter, and the Kaf of Mice is a low level over here. Therefore, says the Taz, those who want to be Machmer only for Gosol. And not for the case of a kaf. Therefore, the Olim seems to follow this task, brought down by the Chayodim, by the Graz, by the Mishavura. He says, you want to be machmer, mach by gosa, not by case of a kaf. The Chashulchan, Chayim Noah, Kavachayim, the Swam afterwards. That wouldn't mean those who want to be machmer. Kamal Moshe explains, it means there is a mile to be machmer. There is a mile to be machmer, and therefore, a person who is machmer is not Yura. But you do a case of a kaf, Shlola Ish, that way there is no mile. Like maybe a Kshash Yura. Maisa, he said that there is no milah. The Havana Psham, the Tanas, brought down with the Paiska, Adam Gaz, the Mishabur means is a milah shloyal ish by one by Gosra Mamish. But the case of the captive is no milah. Now, so, once we have this halacha, that would mean Machal in the case of a Gosra versus the case of a calf. Now, let's define what's a Gosra, what's the case of a calf. Now, the coming out, a Gosra Mamish is also al ish, shloyal ish is a milah. Kaf ala ish would mean machmer, shloyal ish, there is no milah. So what's the local person goes to eat potato, that's the bottom of this pot, and takes out from the bottom of the pot the potato from the chulant. What do you go do over here? Do you do an act of agosa? No. Do you take out from the top? No. You did like an in-between case over here. How do you look at that? Is that nefil a pulut agosa? Or pulut taking out of the case of a calf, took out something from the bottom? For Moshe, was is questioned by Avider, and on the Yashuv, also Moshe was Yitzchak. They want to tell you that any chlam you take from the bottom, and end the day, you did an act of agosel. It got stirred over here. Diva nichel in the sugil of agosel, but Moshe Tshuva says, "Machaim chelik dal sim ayin dal, but only the machma aleish, shloyal aleish, do not make into a milo." Because Moshe says shloyal aleish, but it's only a milo. To say for the taking out of the bottom, nichel get of agosel mamish, not even the milo, not even the milo. That means he made it, even this year's mechalik.
You take it out from the bottom.
You took a fork, stuck it in it, pulled it out.
Yeah, not that you're moving things aside.
Or you move this side, that's not real gossip. You went, took it out. They don't really explain how to get it out.
The Moshe
Kaf the Tachsa Gedeir Mole.
Okay, so he's being makel to go ahead and take out the Kaf Ala Ish from the surface?
We'll get to the surface. We'll get to the surface. What do you mean by surface? Now, in this case, you want to take out with a spoon. We're saying over here that there is the Kaf Ala Ish will come up to be Machmer. What happens when a case over here is not gufo? That means, what are you supposed to go do? You're supposed to take it off the flame, take chulin, and put it back. Now, the problem is to put it back, you have two problems sometimes putting it back. One is to put it back in the klei chazara. You're on the klei chazara because there's no black over there. Or you have nate back, you don't have any black, and no option you don't do. But sometimes also, take it off, put it back, you can't go do that because it's massive. I mean, Shimon Smir, Lishon Eisenbach, had that chulin Friday night and chulin for Shabbos morning, two different pots. The one Friday night was a massive thing. Massive. It was on something that was hot. The question is, how in the world do you take it off? That means you come very late, very easy. Get early to take it off, to go take the spoon, dish out chulin, how do you go do that? So the question is there an ahead to be Simon Chalon, take with the spoon, a kaf, which is Allah Ish? Again, Shlela Ish is a Milo. But Allah Ish, Maisir Pask is two makro over here. What do you go do? Kamul Chaznish. As brought down in the Sefer and Ochse Beinu, Yel, Shul would be Machmer, the calf. But if Yashur, even in the way that it's brought down in Ochse Beinu, the stipe was Machmer, but he has no black. When the case is too heavy, Echami, you can't be Michael.
Why?
Because it's a chum of the cold water and a double chum of the case of a calf. The calf is less than a gosso, which is only the one verse to write, so it's not visible to our party. And the cold water is a chumro.
And Chazanish, earlier the Rebbe said that Chazanish.
By which case?
By Makaf.
But it's Shloel Ish. By Al Ish? I don't know, I think it's about that. Okay? My side is that correct. Correct, it is that. But you have to figure out what's going on there. It is that. I have to listen to myself sometimes. The mice, others being down the mice, and as far as being down the mice, that could be after God maybe said, even those will be machmer. I'm serious, that's it. The mice went down, and there was people I see, especially Shiva Smir, I saw the Oilam, actually, someone got to be machmer, don't think tall. But mice, the thing over here is that this swar over here, to take it on that far, not to be machmer. They were Shmir Shabbat go this way, we don't Mazil go this way. I've never told a new swar, I've said a shame, what's the truth about it? And the Kodim Talachas of Shmuel says, the mice at the end of the day, we're machmer. We're machmer. At the end of the day, to take it off, Chadish is a Chiddush, wants to be marked with a spoon, what's the chalak if you can't take it over again? If you can't take it, you can't take it. We might be marked in the case of a calf. We have over here the Mishnah Berurah, the Eli Rabbo, not to be chalak, not to be Chadish. The mice, you can't go to that. Atad HaShlishi, Mitzis Liyazim, what's the same? Mokim Mitzvah, you can. What's the definition of Mokim Mitzvah? It says it's Liyazim. Very simple, he writes, the Bnei Yeshivas. The Bnei Yeshivas definitely get a Tzarech Mitzvah. So, mice, we seem to have, what? Friday night, the yeshiva. The yeshiva is always there. The yeshiva is nothing get a bit. Okay?
Anything I want.
No. If you have shul on Friday night, you have not been a bach for a long time. my kids, I see it all the time. This is their Friday night. I don't understand it. I agree with you. My kids are that way. They have to have the children Friday night. They have to have their cold Coke and have the children. And not only that, it's Thursday night now. We can't have leftovers on Sunday, Chas v'Shalom. We can have Thursday night, we can have Friday night, we can have leftovers. Don't understand.
My kids were the same way.
Now, there things that sometimes in the house people have it on top of a hot plate, on top of a blech. So the question here is also, what you're supposed to go do is also pick it up, not that easy sometimes, or tilt to the side, hold it sideways, or something to hold in the hand straight. Actually, in the house this past Shabbos, so the person taking out the shulant, hold in the hand, mama's straight down, just holding it and do whatever they want, and then put it back. So I was surprised people actually go like a Moshe. I saw it. I asked that person why. Her husband said it. His husband, yeah, we go like a Moshe. You can hold it. You don't have to hold it in the air. Mama's holding it on the counter. It's straight, no problem. And then the person thought the Balbos coming. And even if I let go for a second, who cares? I left with the air, put it back. My mom was Balbos, and she didn't know what she's talking about. My father's daughter. So the child over here is, what do you go do when you have a case of a black? What do you go do when you have a case of a black and you also want to take children? Again, just take it out with the spoon, you have a problem. So when Moshe discusses on the black, we discuss the different areas on the black. Again, I'm not seem to know what a black over here is, but there is a black where you have a fire, you have a black on the sheet. There's basically three areas, if you read the English books, A, B, and C. There's Taksha Eish Mamish, there's places not under the Eish, not on top of the H. How is Yaz Kledus Boy, and something is not Yaz Kledus Boy. Come on, Moshe, and once a time you can move it from places on top of the H, Shloyal H, and take with the spoon. Because spoon, Shloyal H, there is no Milo. Can still be on the Mokum Yaz Kledus Boy, and if we can put it back. The Ash goes away, or that, so we'll go this way. I tell the Shani, the Kedavit Halachis, or say the Shulchan B'chai Nobes before, and B'nam Zilva said, the Maisa, if it's on the black, that's Aleish. Who cares if it's Mamash Aleish, or not Mamash Aleish, that's Ksid Aleish. Ka'inza, that's what I'm saying, don't tell me you have this head to the hot plate. Don't tell me, you know, the core is over here, I put it in the corner of the hot plate, and if they are, only if they get the Milo, or no Milo at all. It's not so. Now, every hot plate with the core, they run through the whole right thing, and the whole strength of a hot plate is to be everywhere. It's not like a blech, that you put it there, then you really want it everywhere, but it's not. Different places. Besim is made to be everywhere, the hot plate. Therefore, the Rosh Shabbos and we actually say a hot plate is to get about Allah Ish, and then the Lord has to take it out with a spoon, you have a problem. Now, once we have this get about Gosso, what is the Pula of Hagosso? That means. Okay, then I have to speak to your reps and see what that means.
Your mother.
I was there, but I don't remember. Now, Al Eish, but the Sugim Akos, the Maisa, it's Osir, even with, and Shlal Eish, the Maisa is a case where we have a Milo. Now, what is the Negeta of Agosa? That means, example, can you touch the food that's inside the pot? You touch it. Savada, that's not doing anything. Sedechud Hashani, that's nothing. That's not nifling getting a ghost, no problem over there. That's zero. Even though he says it moves a little bit, that's not nifling getting a ghost. Can the person take out something at the top? You have a potato on top of the chulant. Now you take a spoon, you're dishing out. Take the top, potato that's on top. You might cause something to move, something to stir a mushroom. Is that something? Sedechud Hashani, that's nothing. That's also, that means Allah Eish should be mutter, and Shlola Eish won't be a case of a Milo. Can the person not take a pot and shake it? Is that nifl negeta v'agosa? So that says in Shlomo Zalman, and Chodesh Hashem says,
to take out the egg, you have an egg
inside. Egg that's on top?
On top, a little bit inside. So
I think that's sitting on top. I think that's sitting on top. You can argue the point. A lot of like you still can argue the point. But I'll be slow to be on top. But third case, he's shaking it. So nifl negeta v'agosa. Therefore, Allah Ish is also Shlomo Ish case of the Milo. The more common case is the act of covering a pot. What is the halacha of covering a pot? Is it nechal negeta of gosso, and therefore it's osur, or is it nechal negeta of kaf? What is it? Maybe it's nothing. It's ma bishulei. Where exactly is a case of covering something? So again, to be clear, discussing something is fully cooked. It's not fully cooked, you're not covered. If you cover it, you have to nicely take it off. But here you have a case of here that is fully cooked, you want to cover it. What is that? That means some pink season. The Shulchan says it's fully cooked and covered over here. So Rabbi Yisrael come on the Shulchan Shabbos and said, let's go through the reasons. If the reason is, couldn't you stir it? You break things in clumps apart. You're separating them, not the fully cooked. When you cover it, it's not doing anything. Not breaking the pieces that are clumped together. They want to, for that reason, the mice should be water. Rabbi said, go inside the reason that things that makes the Mishnah. But maybe there are certain areas of the thing that's not fully cooked. That's further away. So when you cover it, it makes things that are not fully cooked be fully cooked. If that's exer that chok over here, mice has to be machmer. And if before in the Makar Chaim seemed to be machmer, and the Shmir Shabbat Chosin says, toib lachman not to cover it, again, the locha is ala ish lamai shmi also. Atzala sheni, ala ish lamai also. Atzala sheni, kamal b'moishu, for it. And he true and true, it goes to the reasons. He says, if the reason is mitzvah the sugya of the character will be breaking apart, should not be a problem. However, the reason mitzvah the first the shmuel, because maybe the gzero, after you do an act of stirring things that are not fully cooked, the maishu should aser it. And the maishu truma sounds like to aser it. So I said, well, there was someone who wrote a letter to a Berkowitz that he says, maishu is true that the maishu truma sounds like to be mekel. However, Simcha Bonim brings down that Reuven said his father, the maishu passing in his own house to be mekel. And therefore, the person says, he quotes the Sefer Dorah Malachtim, who quotes that not only is the Moshe being Mekel of Dorah Malachtim, but says the Shulchan and the Ber Moshe, Shlomo Zalman, Sisliyazan, the Liashim, the Zipirels, the Vosin, the Chaskaroth. So, since the Dorah Malachtim means that all these eight people and the Moshe himself are Meister to be Mekel, so the question is, why should we have to have Moshe and Shuvah? So, Berkowitz said back, he said, for years I said to be Machma only to have Moshe and they run in Shuvah, but Echnami, that's how he's known to be Mekel, but Poyel, Echnami, why be Machma for? So Maisa, the same Dorah Malachtim now has 13, 14 people to make over here. So Maisa, true, there is a Moshe of Yisroel, and there is Maisa, Shishal wants to be Machmer. But Maisa, at the end of the day, the strike of Yisroel over here is to be Mekel on covering things. And the way B'chaim Moshe is over, he says, the Pesach can discuss the case over here of stirring. They discuss the case over here of a calf. But why is no one discussing covering? They have covers for hundreds of years. The Kobay's Chum has been around for 600 years, 700 years. And no one says, don't cover something that's fully cooked. His main time is, where is it over here? True, it's a ration of Dalit. True, it's a ration of Zayin. Answer Dalit both times in Mechaber, but that's not fully cooked. Why is Noam bringing, very practical, women did not stop picking on food right now. They've been doing it for the Doris. That's a mini client so. So now they should have said, don't cover it, only Al Aish. That's the time to make a list.
Okay. It's on the Aish.
Oh, that's right, that's a problem.
No, if you put it down back when it's covered, it will cook,
so again, it's fully cooked over here.
No, but
we came along in the town and said Shloil Eish is only a Milo. So you want to know, is a Milo? Fine. Then also Shloil Eish, you let us stir it and then put it back, right? You let it take out, right? You let it take out. People say, take Shloil. We do. Take it off, take Shloil and put it back. So cover it and put it back.
No,
we're saying cover Allah Ish. Can you cover Allah Ish? Shloil Ish will be a Milo, maybe. And Allah Ish might say that's Shalot, also a mortar.
That was coming out very stark.
The Maisa, the Minik seems to be that Noshim seem to take it off and cover Shloil Ish. People are Machmer. They're all the Maisa Machmer.
The covering is better than being Maisa Machmer.
No, again, Moitzi Bekaf Ala Eish Maisa. Yeah, this, yes. The Tzad is Moitzi Bekaf Ala Eish Maisa also. However, to cover it would be better.
Okay, and what about it?
Why? Because some of the Sforas don't apply, like breaking it apart, and it's not brought down, so some of the Sforas don't apply, so maybe covering is better. Therefore, the Maisa, again, the Sforas Mekan Lakan, most of the Maisa Mekel, the Pile, I see the Noshim seem to know what they're doing. They will not cover Allah Ish. The Machmer, myself with the Shmir Shabbos, is Toyb Lachmer, and they cover Shloi Allah Ish. Those who don't know, or those who do know the Lacha better, because they want to say it over, or those who stop do what they want, they cover even Allah Ish. And there's a track for to go do it. I'm not going to tell you, I know tons of Noshim know my Shmir Shabbos is Toyb Lachmer, and they cover Shloi Allah Ish. Again, we can argue the point. Yeah, again, you said 25 minutes ago, from here on in, only fully cooked. Now, also like point out, you have to realize, discussing now stirring, a spoon, and the case of covering. What about the case of a fork? They also had forks in those days. What happened in the halacha of a fork? Can you go to your thing and take out, stab, and take things out from the bottom, or stir with this fork? So, Sorechi said, you'll say, L'maiso, what's the meaning of a spoon and a fork? Kamal Mechudashani, M'chaim Miyavki, says, since it's not there to be made this with a fork, they were not glazed with a fork. Chudashani, L'maiso, two things. Yesh don't know where they came from, the food they're coming from, the fact that no one says it. But the kind of back is, as far as I see, people are making the fork and a spoon. As far as I see, and it's chulent, if you have a spoon, you have a spoon, you have a fork, you have a fork. There's no difference over here. But then the Maaseh, Chaim Noah, he says over there, Agav, the Isra of Agosra, he writes Maslek. Chaim Noah does write Maslek. Kalash Shmuel afterwards writes Maslek. The Ketubah says it's a fork. Bismar, he and Maaseh knows what to Mechalik. And I think the English seems to not Mechalik in the case of a spoon versus a fork. Next point. What food are we discussing over here? Again, Sugar Agosra. Let me just define the Isra of Agosra, the status behind it, and the Klolim. Now, what food are we discussing? That means until now we're discussing Pasha's case of a chulent. Chulent over here is when you have a solid and liquid, and when you stir it, it affects one thing to another, you're breaking things apart over here. But let's say you have something gush, you have a piece of chicken over here. Can you flip over a chicken? Can you, in a pot, flip over a piece of chicken? Come on, people got him, we reached the gimel, he's been stopping the maestro. Can a person do a gush and tell me that's double gush? Because Keshuva says, what's it time to be mach over here? Maisik can get about what exactly is a common case. The case of discussing the Paiski Baker is when the person has a Yishami Kugel that's inside their big vat over here, big sear, and they want to cut the Yishami Kugel inside the sear, they say it's much, much easier. So what are you doing? You're moving, you're affecting, you're shaking, you're doing something with a spoon over here. Can you cut the Yishami Kugel, a double gush into pieces, inside this sear that's ala ish? And let it go do that. So Maisa is question to Shlomo Zalman and to Chaim and the Shmuel Shabbos and the Maisa, it's mutter. It's nothing to get a gush. We don't say any issa really to Aser, especially discussing simply prepared gold. They were brought down in this form, Mr. Bon, because Ketubah is all the Maisa, not a problem. The Gam dined fish as why. What's the Machman of Gelso? What's the Tati Mekel? So you can take it out. Find back the Chazdish can be Mekel. You can take it out. The Maisa, what's the Swat Mechalik over here? Well, the Swat Mechalik is more of a sore because that there are no real clumps to be separating over here. No, I'm sorry, the Swatim Machmum here is number one, from its time to Lo'idah Atam. I don't mean to want to Machmum or Swatim Machmum if it's a solid, not a solid. And second, the reason we Machmum the clumps over here, when you cut it, separate the clumps. Now, I can cook more over here.
The reason we Machmum is because you're not doing any Hagasa.
You are, just like the idea of taking out a spoon while asking it, even Ala Ish. And why are you asking you why you're separating the clumps over here? You're also separating the clumps over here. And therefore now, whatever's inside, you can cook better. On this, as far as I see, the shabu with bedar klal, the ones if you buy them correctly, are usually coffee forehead. The ones you make at home, I see them cut them ala ish. But each one of the mice is good oil. As far as I see, the mice is from Beikon Mekel. Now this is something that's a solid. The other way around, it's about stirring something that's purely liquid. Can you stir water? Pot of water. As far as you make why water is different, is because everyone knows you want to cool down water. What do you do? You stir it. I mean, by food, when it's solid and liquid, you stir it, spreads out the heat. When you stir water, what's that pool is being made is for? To cool it down. So I can tell when it's different to get a pool of bishul, if the whole point of stirring things is to cool things down over here. Maisim Chaim says, we're not sure what the reason over here is, Maisim has to be machmer. Different from Korchaim 400 years ago, said Maisa case of water machmer. Told the Shmuel afterwards. I said, Hashem, the Abnezer, he said, it is the Kovner of. And the Maisa said, there's not Shach, the Pulis Megas of Maim. It's the opposite side of the concept of the Megas. Come to cool things down. Then the Chandish went this way. When Moshe says, go through the different stories, whether this reason, the other reason, the third reason, does not apply. There's no clubs over here, no Zerubin, no Chash over here. Maisa to Mekel. If you look among the Swarm, whether it's the Yezer, or the Yashiv, or the Chodeshani, or Shvir Shabbos, or Rabat, or Ofer Shabbos, all of the Ikel Maisa being made by the case of water. Again, there is one case of water, you start clearing. You have a massive water tank. Massive water tank on top is hot, and the bottom is cold. I mean, usually all water, everything's hot together, you stir it, it's cooling it down. But if you have a hot water tank, the top is hot, the bottom is cold, and you're stirring it, you're not coming to cool things down, you're coming to make the hot go on bottom. So Maisa, practically, we get to us, we don't have these hot water tanks where it's hot on top and cold on bottom, because our heating element is usually on bottom. therefore it got hot on bottom, it's hot on top. But if you had such a case where it's hot on top and cold on bottom, you start declaring maybe it's being Issa Lakos over here. But practically, there's no real case over here. But let's take it a step further. Water and mice are coming to be bigger and cool. Let's say you have a thick consistency of a liquid. Case of soup. Case of milk. That means in this situation, it's not purely water. Has some thickness to it. Might be a double lach. Has some thickness to it. Maybe that to machalik. Someone from the Zalman, he wants a tiny water to be mekel. But soup, that has some consistency, some thickness, a gamas lach, that to be machmer. Kamon Shmuel Kamneski says, why? Everyone knows stir a soup, it cools it down. What's what to machalik? Liquid is a liquid is a liquid. Then the Chodeshon, the Esther, my sees mekel. So, but one thing's very, we have to come on kind of no swat to machalik, whether it's a liquid of water, or case of soup, or case of milk. All cases of the mice should be mutter because it's the opposite of the act of agosa, of heating things up, come to cool things down. The last case of speaking about agosa is what we started off, Mishnah Gimel, that we're discussing adding in water inside a shulam pot. We said that adding in water from an urn to a shulam pot had 10 bayot. So for me, this seemed to be ages ago. Long, long time ago. Since then, the world flipped upside down and went backside up. Yeah. Flipped around the hub, and we may guess for me. Meister, when we learned Mishnah Gimel on Sif Gimel, we discussed the idea of adding in water inside a pot from an urn to a chulent, and we discussed 10 problems. And one problem we discussed adding inside the water to a chulent is in Issa of being Megas. I mean, then we said when Ben Shem will get back to over here, the sick of Megas over here. Why should it be Megas? Again, we're saying stirring, that's a goso, deraiso, upon them, taking out with a spoon, even al ish to Meister. Be a mila aladish. But why irud? What's an active irud? Should that be a problem with mevushal kol tzarkai? So the mice, you look up the kol boy inside, the base station brings down, simulation gimel, that is his case. The makarta aser, the sugila gosar, mevushal kol tzarkai, the case of the kol boy is adding water from an urn inside the chalapat. Mice comes to aser it. Once that's the makar, if afterwards, the Muslim saw that, and they're being down today, Kivesholov, Pasotchov, Devitzina, Shragan Meyer, look around, most form come along, they want to pass Kim, Bisulum, Eider, Mishalochish, Mishabu Chosai, Kavitalochas, numerous and most form come to Aser, adding water inside your Chulampat, Allah Ish, Mishan Sigma Vessel. Asada Sheni, those point out, it's true that's the basis of the Kolboy. When you read Shulchan Aruch, that case is not worked out. They bring down the case of Agoso, the case of a Kaf. They do not bring down the case of Iroi. They don't bring it down. And therefore, those who want to be Mekel on closing the lid on top, those who want to be Mekel on closing the oven door, so also the active Iroi, the mice, let's be Mekel over here. And therefore, Dr. Fisher coming to Mekel, Shai Dablitsky says to Mekel, the boss is coming to Mekel, and Chaim Knievsky says, the fact that Shulchan Aruch is not bringing down, let's be Mekel over here. And therefore, the Mazil Orbach, the Shabbos, Minchas Ish, they want to be Mekel over here. Asada Shlishi, Kamal Mishlam Zalman, and he wants a tiny poured benachas. Now he pointed out to get to the sugya of doing benachas, and it is a slight issue if you want to be machmas, it's possible chalav. That means if you don't make your cup fleishiks, and the steam coming up, you have to do further away. Further away, that's not benachas, you have to do close. Fine, but on side that your cup is a chapami, you want to do a benachas over here, do it slowly. Now this eight of doing it slowly, the Aruch Shabbos brings down, is Makar Lemaisa, is from Mishlam Zalman. And those say to be set upon the case of Anachas, Liashiv, and Sukhobanu, when you cannot take off the pot from the fire, Tatsugil and Chazar al Tablak. Shulmazam and the Maisa and the Malum, they said they pointed out to him, look up the Kobay inside, and the problem of Iroi is not the problem when you add in water, right now it's a pool of Zagasa. You add in water that's being mixed together. The Bayah, the Kobay is when you add in the water, what will happen, then the Isha will mix the water inside to an act of Agasa. Because what do? You put in water, the water not all on top, you want the water to go around, should come to me, mix it. So that's our chokka up to the act of agosel. If so, says Shlomo Zalman, if Ocher Shabbos is the act of Menachas of Shlomo Zalman says, Menachas, you don't gain out of it. It's not the Iwa is a problem, the Iwa is a chokka of that agosel is a problem, should go to Beidayim. Therefore, who gets Menachas and not Menachas? Therefore, Shlomo Zalman, the end of this, it's our chid to be serving upon that. I come to Ocher Shabbos, like that is this. But mice be settled upon it, which now you have also an eyes in the taino, where Reb Chaim says not put down Shulchan Aruch. Well, Iwa is a gosel, Iwa is a gosel. No, Iwa is not a gosel. Iwa is a chokah oto a gosel. and we did not take on the Tzar Chokah. That means my kila comes from, you look it up inside, it's a Chokah Otar Gosho. The fact that Pesach don't bring it down is the reason why you make all. But don't do in between a Benachas, that's the Morashach. Like if you hold the Kalbai, then do nothing. Don't hold the Kalbai, you should be Motor. Maisa, again, what you'll do, this is me doing over in Kleisel. As far as I see, the Americans, the Maisa, they want to add a water, they take the seer out and add the water. That's the Abnor Chokah Shlala Ish ready. Again, the task comes that says, it's a Milo. That Milo won't do Shlala Ish. Those who do like the Orphor Shabbos, he passed away. For some odd reason, the Orphor Shabbos came from Kubal Apin, the Shamazam was not, the Makar is not there anymore. So those who Benachas, Yishim Lismar. Those who come on to say, Maisa, it's not Bordan Shavarach. They, for the Shani says no problem over here. Chaim says no problem. Might as well do it. Even Al Ish, they put inside the water over here. So again, especially you have no blech, for people put it in the water mamish. Not when they have no blech. You can't do it, put the water inside. But might see, that means there are three different homages what you can do and then water. When you have to add water, either those take it off. Again, the Americans take it off. The Israelis, I see those who do it in the Benachas, or the Maisa do it even Al Ish. Now again, you have to realize there are no other problems to take care of. That was Rishon Gimel, Sif Gimel. I mean, you have no blef, you have no heter taking water from an urn putting inside. That's Bayav Chazara. If in the case of the water is not fully cooked, it's only got to 180, and I put it inside chilled, get what's called tzarkai, or get bubbling, and Bayav Chazara is your bishul. I mean, you're taking 9 other issues over here. This week, we invent the Shem, give me Yom Adin, Rosh Hashanah. Each Mechal Kesem Lucha, coronation of Malchus. So what better schus do you have of Duy Chazara? We claim the Shabbos for Mama Shabbos, for Hashanah, you have Medina over here, schus and Achrayas. I mean, some of the reason people seem to think it's a time to look for the Abaminim. Maisa, the Beis Yosef writes that you have enough time to look for your Abaminim after Sukkot, after Yom Kippur. Enough time after Yom Kippur to look for Abaminim. So those who don't have enough time, find the signs alone, we can buy one prepackaged, or spend some more money. But my son, this man right now is before Yom Adin. Yom Adin, you might want this chos of a mitzvah, but my son, Tom Torek, like a kulam. My son, this is the time to be clean the Shabbos. These are tough sugyas. They're very, very practical. When you learn it, people keep telling me, really? I don't do this. I didn't do this. I should have done this. So learn it and know what to go do. Torah is maybe the Maisa. And this is mamash. There are meat and potatoes of Shabbos over here. To know what to go do over here. This is mamish, how to live life over here. A gloss is very practical. You have these chumers over here. You have to know these things over here. Shia, Chazara, Atmana. Every Shabbos, every time I walk to someone else's house, what are you doing? What's going on over here? So I try to make my comments in a nice way and I get this back feed of, don't appreciate what I say. I try to say it nicely, I'm not sure why. But so at least in your own house, try to the chazik, and then people will see that you're doing things correctly. The chazik others, what better is chosin yehim edin? Thank you, Zaycha, to the Shana, to the Sukkah, to the Sukkah, to the Sukkah.
Amen.